Hello, it's another evening on the airship. Thanks for coming along for the ride. I'm Roy, I'll be your pilot. Got a guest host here, co-pilot Jamie. She's with us tonight. And we got Sean back there, the engineer. He's going to guide us through this. Got a couple of guys from No Cigar in the studio tonight. They're going to provide some entertainment for us. And yeah, maybe they said comic relief. I thought that was pretty fucking funny myself. Anyway, we got Nick and Colton here tonight. How you doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm alive.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Doing great. Yeah.
We're all alive.
Colton.
Yeah, doing good.
Over there.
Got this.
He's real talkative
beer.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, great beer. Oh,
you caught me off guard.
Is this a spot for me to do our promo for Yellowstone Valley Brewers here? Great beer. Yeah, Black Widow Stout from Yellowstone Valley Brewers. One of the sponsors of the show. Thank you so much, guys, for the beer.
Thanks
we couldn't
for the water.
Do it without you.
It's very stellar. Yeah, great water.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Oh, that was a bong hit. Sorry. Nah, we wouldn't do that.
We don't condone
here.
That stuff.
No, we can't condone that.
We're straight
in. Not live on air, on the internet, over the world, in places where it's legal.
Do people in Colorado listen to this?
They do, in fact.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we've had callers in Colorado.
Still like that comment.
So, yeah, they're sitting back right now in their easy chair, enjoying the ride, getting stoned, drinking a beer. I think, yeah, we're in the wrong space.
I don't do that stuff, so, I mean, whatever.
So, you guys, No Cigar, struggled a little bit with what genre. Punk came to mind, not quite punk, alternative punk. I like the description you guys in your bio on Reverb, the band born out of frustration. And guys coming together, tell me about that frustration word.
You can take the first part.
Yeah.
All right. Well...
You don't look frustrated anymore.
No, you can't be frustrated. Life is precious. You have to enjoy every day, you know what I mean? But as far as the band goes, we're like a niche little genre that's not... We can't say we're punk rock because the punk rock kids, they might make fun of us. And we can't just go pop punk because, I smoke cigarettes and my voice is a bit raspy to be classified as pop punk.
Yeah, some of the stuff I was listening to is sounding a little more metal than punk.
So sure. I heard a band recently, the Lawrence Arms. Their singer reminds me of myself.
Thanks, Cody.
He must smoke a lot of cigarettes. But we're alternative punk rock.
Alternative punk rock.
We're a rock band, but all our songs are 160 BPM to 230 BPM.
That is a first.
That's fast.
Somebody that actually come in the studio and talked about how many beats per minute their music is and everything, and that's really important.
Yeah,
our fastest one's what, 230?
Is that the new one? Right?
No, that was empty.
Oh, like, yeah.
230 beats 230. Per minute.
And empty. We're going to be listening to that here at the end of the show tonight.
Okay, well, you'll hear it then.
That's one of the ones we're going to be playing tonight. Definitely. So tell us about where do you play at, what kind of groups, crowd you play for, who's your fans, all that kind of stuff.
We started out, we played any show we could get, you know what I mean? Every band does that.
You whores.
Yeah.
Industry whores.
After a while, we realized that we weren't getting the same turnout at all our shows, you know? My parents weren't coming to every one. They were picking and choosing. So lately, I think we've been picking and choosing. We're playing less local shows, so... nobody wants to go see the same band every weekend. You know what I mean? There's got to be a little bit of anticipation.
And it's a plus to not play shows and be able to like take that whole month where we could have played like 3 shows and focus on writing the next full-length record.
Well, and from a fan standpoint, too, and the bands, and I talk to bands about this a lot, not saturating your own market. Pretty soon you start seeing your numbers drop off because everybody's going, well, I seen them 2 weeks ago, or I seen them last week.
Yep.
I'm just not up to seeing them tonight, where if you take a break in there and then you do come back and play, it's like, oh, I better go see them tonight. I may not get to see them again for a while. It's been a couple months since I played.
Yeah.
So where do you go when you're going on the road? Where else have you been playing?
Ooh. We did a couple things this last year. The first one was pretty short. We went to Provo, Las Vegas, and then Denver. We actually left our guitar player behind, the same one who couldn't make it to the interview tonight. He must be doing something pretty important.
Doing fiance marriage things. Love you, Cody.
But anyway, that short one was awesome. Then we booked a longer one in September. We went... Where do we go? Salt Lake City, Las Vegas, Hollywood, Phoenix, New Mexico, a couple places in Texas, Lawton, Oklahoma, Chicago, Illinois, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Omaha, Nebraska. And then, unfortunately, we bailed out on our last show. It was supposed to be in South Dakota, but...
Pine Ridge.
That's another story.
Yeah.
Pine Ridge.
Unless you want to get into it right now.
Yeah. Enough said. Pine Ridge.
Okay. Yeah, we're good. We took a boat. Yeah. We took a boat and we drove home. So
the plane in Pine Ridge is kind of like, you know, the scene from the Blues Brothers. You got the mesh in front of you and you're on a stage and beer bottles are getting smashed against it while you're playing and people are shooting each other in the crowd and nobody really cares. And yeah.
We left from Omaha. We were on our way to Pine Ridge and apparently we took a wrong turn somewhere. We stopped at some shanty gas station, and Nick asked the guy for directions to, like, Pine Ridge. He's like, you're not even going the right direction. Like, I don't understand how you guys ended up in this town. So we went into the gas station to, like, you know, go to the bathroom and grab some snacks. And the lady, like, pulled Michaela aside and said, like, do not go anywhere alone in Pine Ridge, South Dakota.
No.
You will end up murdered. Like, no. Oh, great. This is a... fantastic thing to hear about like 2 hours before we're supposed to play a show.
Yeah, I've got friends and relatives over there, and even with that, I won't go anywhere without a whole crowd of them around me.
God, yeah, so weird.
Way too
that's
white.
So weird. Like, you know, like all of
you're
us
way
were,
too white.
Yeah, all of us were thinking we're like, it can't be that bad. Like we're from Montana, we have like reservations around here, but it's like,
oh no, you'd do better in Harlem than you would in Pine Ridge. You'd be
you
much
serious?
Safer in Harlem than Pine Ridge. Yeah.
Well, we got to Pine Ridge and we checked our Facebooks and our phones, and it turns out the show had been moved an hour east to some other town, Indian Reservation,
that we had already
in
went
South
through.
Dakota. And we've been driving for 8 or 9, 10 hours already that day. It's like
in the middle of nowhere.
We're gonna go home. You know,
east of Pine Ridge, like out in no man's land.
Well, yeah, and that's it was one of those things. Like we had passed through apparently the town we were supposed to be playing in, got to Pine Ridge, and they're like, oh yeah, it's an hour back this way. We're like, well, we have to drive an hour this way to go an hour back to Pine Ridge to hit the junction to go back into Billings. I'm like, right there, it's like it already put us at like what 11-12 o'clock leaving there.
Yeah,
7 or 8 hour drive back to Billings.
So as it was, we took a boat, we drove home, got home at 3 a.m. Yeah, woke up. Didn't we all go to work the next day, or did we?
We had Sunday off.
We had one day off.
Yeah, I caught that U-Haul error off that bridge in the Heights.
Return the U-Haul trailer and get a little R&R.
For people not from this part of the country listening in, when you get to Pine Ridge, that's like the end of the world, and there's a place called the Badlands beyond it. And what they're talking about is around 50 miles past the end of the world.
where the laws don't apply anymore.
I mean, we were
in your no man's land.
Jackrabbits really. Carry a lunchbox and a canteen to get across this place. I mean,
we were there for what, like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. And like, even when we were in the gas station, I stood in that gas station line for probably the 12 minutes of the 15 minutes we were there, and it didn't even move a single person. And it was just like people like scratching their heads like, what's Marlboro? Like, what's a Camel cigarette? I'm like, Christ, I just want a goddamn water. That's all I want.
Yeah, exactly.
We feel really bad. It turns out, you know, all these kids, they were excited for the show. They've been waiting for a while, and there's a bunch of local bands that were playing, a lot of them playing for the first time. They ended up getting the show together wherever they may have had it, and they had a good night. So, we feel bad, but at the same
time. Did that go good for them? Like,
yeah, it was a good night.
I didn't even bother to ask. I feel terrible now.
But, you know, it felt really good to sleep in our beds that night as well. So
not for me. It was awkward.
Yeah.
So now that we went through the wonderful journey starting out in Utah and went back through Utah again.
Oh, God.
Which, by the way, I used to hang out in Salt Lake quite a bit, and it was a cool place for a music scene. There used to be a club there, and it burned down a few years ago called Club DV8 that was really great to go party in and hang out down there. But your first song up tonight, My Friend from Utah. Yeah, tell us about your friend from
that
Utah.
That's Zach's song. He didn't make it tonight either.
He wrote that song about... obviously his friend from Utah, and I don't think he's actually gone into like full detail about it, but I want to say it's a significant other that was from Utah, but I don't, you know, I can't
know the full story, but I think he loved a lady.
From Utah. And
from
we
Utah.
Can, we can neither confirm nor deny if that's true or not. But I
if
think
you're
that's
listening out there, I'm so sorry. My condolences, dear man.
But if we're gonna, we're gonna listen to that song.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go ahead and roll right on into that.
The last line. You'll check out the last line of that song. You know how he feels about that lady.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, cool. In Utah in general.
Cool. We'll listen to it and listen up for the last line, people, and you'll know the secret of my friend from Utah.
Certain that was sung for me. I'm recently going through a breakup.
I'm just, yeah. I wish he never happened.
I wish he never happened. Maybe they should sing a song for me about it.
I know. I think they should.
Where are you from? We can change the state.
Yeah.
Montana. I'm
my friend from Montana. All right. Cool.
Yeah, my friend from Montana.
No, it's gonna be Montana.
So that's about all my ex-girlfriends.
Yep.
Right?
Montucky. There you go. Oh, we've all had a few of those.
All of them.
Many of them.
Girls get the worst end of it, though. We get songs.
Disagree.
About us.
Disagree.
No.
You know what?
No.
If I dated Taylor Swift and I had a whole record after me, you know, because she writes breakup songs, I wouldn't even be mad. I'd be so stoked.
Well, yeah.
Oh. It'd be so awesome. People are like, oh, she just writes breakup songs.
But men don't sing songs about girls like that. Oh, no.
I would.
Well, then do one.
I will.
Okay,
I'll
buy it.
I've got plenty of them, but they're...
This guy's one of a kind over here.
Okay, so just so you know, people, they're going to be back on the show again this spring with a brand new song.
And a brand new boyfriend.
Just for Jamie.
And Taylor Swift.
Hey!
And Taylor Swift.
It's all about me right now.
More you. More you than Taylor Swift.
That's
I swear
right,
to God.
That's right. I'm here. Taylor's not. Okay, live in the now.
I know.
So I got to say, I usually... despise brown beers of any kind.
You despise any beer that's not Coors Light.
That's what I'm getting to. It's pretty good, though. What is it?
Black Widow Stout.
Black Widow.
It's brewed with a hint of spider, they told me.
I'll take it.
Okay, I'm terrified of spiders. This is gross.
Just slap a nipple
on
that
sucker. Can I pour it back in there? Is that okay?
No, you poured it. You got to drink it.
I would never do that.
It's yours now.
I can't waste a beer. If Zach was here, he'd be mad.
Yeah.
And again, I'll just drink my water.
What?
Yay!
Yeah, that's big glass of water you got there.
I know. Thank you.
It's dehydrated.
you just have to add water.
That's great.
Yep.
Lols.
So, God, where do we go after a song like that? I don't know. Trolling.
I'm good at that.
Good at that? Trolling.
What are we trolling for?
That's the big question. What are you trolling for?
Well, I'm still trolling about the beats per minute.
The beats per minute?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. I was sitting there listening.
That was a slow one.
No, it's not.
That is pretty quick, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the beats in my butt that I want
now. It was hard not to get over there and start playing on my drums one night because I'm like, God, this is almost a Celtic rhythm in here. It's so fast. You could totally do a Celtic rhythm with that.
When Zach first presented that song like to the band, he's like, oh, the tempo's only like, was like in the low hundreds. I'm like, listening to this song, I'm like, there's no way in hell that song is like...
That's like 180.
We'll just say like 105. I'm like, there's no way that song is like 105 beats per minute. And then like when we finally like demoed it out, like Nick put the click track to it and it was like double time. So it was like 210. I'm like, oh, like, that seems more right. He's like, no, it's like slower than that. I'm like, it's not. It's like, it was so fast. Like the first time we ever played that like to a click track, I'm like, oh God, I'm so screwed. Like, I'm just going to embarrass myself right now.
God, I'm loving you guys. All these wonderful things, like how many beats per minute and click track and all that kind of stuff. Literally, you're the first musicians I've had in here that have used those terms. And being a record label owner, that's the world I live in because you're sitting there in a producer's booth with your artist recording, and that's what you're totally focused on.
I think it was 2 weeks before our first show, like Nick texted us. He's like, hey, bring some earbuds, and if you have like a video camera, bring that too. We're like, okay, like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, we're just gonna film some videos, whatever, you know. So we get there and he's like, got this headphone amp set up. It's like, all right, here's Colton's, here's Nick's, here's Zach's, and our old guitarist Chris at the time. He's like, yeah, we're gonna start playing to a click, our first show's in 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, I have to do this live. It's like, I can't even, like, I'd never done it in the studio before. Like, we just kind of BS my way through it, you know. And that first practice, I think we played Are You All Right like two times through, and I just couldn't even do it, so we just gave up practice. And that next week we had 6 days to get 4 or 5 songs completely perfect to a click. And ever since then, I will never play a show without a click.
Well, there's a lot of bands out there. When I'd mention to them and bands I'd signed to a label, I'd say, you guys need to start using a click track even when you're on stage playing. And they're like, why? We know the songs. And I'm like, because they need to sound the same as what the audience hears on the album. They come there expecting to hear the songs that they hear on the album. They need to hear them the same way. They need to hear them the same tempo, all of that. Mm-hmm. And you got to do it. It's the only way to do it.
And now it's like I'm the only person with like in-ear monitors. You know, it's like I'm the only person like running a click and all that stuff. And I had to explain to our new guitarist at the time, who like his first show was like with a click track, and he's never played to a click live or like barely in the studio, you know.
You bastard. You don't follow the bass.
Me? No, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was trying to tell him, I was like, you know what, like, 99% of the time I will not mess the songs up. But if I do, just don't rely on me every single time. Because, you know, like, I'll mess it up.
And just keep playing.
Yeah. You know, I was like, don't just get too comfortable, like, listening to me. Because, like, I get distracted way too much. Like,
just keep on going. Right. Or you stop everything all at once and scream at the audience, hell, you're punk, who cares?
That's me. That's this guy.
That's you.
I happen to be the singer, so I guess it's fitting, right?
He stole Zach's thunder that night at that show. I was going to throw my guitar down at the end of the song.
Smash it. Right. You need a cheap guitar just so you can do that, you know, some Walmart thing that you can go out there for one song.
It doesn't matter. Zach's thrown every nice guitar that he has. Yeah, he's always thrown every single one of them.
Oh,
He hasn't thrown. I bought a bass guitar. And I let him use it on one of the tours, and he's used it for a couple shows. He hasn't thrown that one.
Has he thrown the one that I bought from him? Has he thrown that Fender Precision? Well, that black one with the sad face on it?
As far as I know, he's thrown all of his basses.
Okay, well, shit.
Don't give him lighter fluid.
That Ernie Ball bass, we played that show in Omaha, Nebraska. It was like technically our last show on the tour. And he just, like, brought it for spare parts. And, like, we were pulling it out of the trailer, trying to load the rest of the equipment. And he just, like, looked at it. And, like, I remember I was taking a whiz in the bushes because I was pretty intoxicated at this point in my life, you know. And I look over, and here's Zach with this bass guitar just, like, hitting it on the ground as hard as he can and just throws it. Like,
And you didn't video this?
No. I was like, you know.
That's great. Great footage.
I'm like standing in the bushes, you know, and like everybody
with your dick
else,
in your hand.
Yeah. everybody else in the band is like standing outside the trailer, and Pat Wolf was there just like, oh, that's so funny. I'm like, oh, I fucking missed all this. Like,
what do you do?
I was so upset.
So, shameless self-promotion. What do you got coming up? What's your next shows, album releases, anything like that? That's what this is all about, really.
We have a show 11-11 at the Babcock, opening up for two metal bands. I don't know. Like, our new stuff is so metal. It's ridiculous. You know, it'll just melt your face. I'm just kidding.
It's very sarcastic.
Yeah.
I wasn't buying it for a minute.
Thank you.
Like,
thank you.
Yeah, right.
yeah, we're really excited about that. I am, anyways. One of my favorite drummers is in a band that's playing that show. Texas in July. And then we've been demoing a lot lately. We have, what, 3 songs? Four technically, I guess.
We kind of got back after September, and we're trying to write a little bit more than play shows. So we have a bunch of new songs we're working on. Who knows how we're going to release them, or when we're going to release them, or who's going to pay for us to release them.
Stockman Bank will take donations right now.
I got some things to work out on my credit. I mean, you know, maybe
gun to black
take out
mask.
A loan. but yeah, basically the show. We're pretty excited about the Babcock show. None of us have. I played the Babcock. I was playing drums with Dino for the Bedlam Saints, but I've never played guitar and sang at the Babcock, and none of these guys have ever played at the Babcock. I think it's going to be.
So when is that show?
Exciting. 11-11, November 11th.
It's literally 11-11.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
11-11 Presents is putting it on. It's a customer appreciation day on 11-11. It's a free show. It's all ages. It's at the Babcock. There's two national bands within Ruins, within the Ruins,
and Texas in July.
Us and the Scarlet Lie, another local band.
Which they're fucking awesome, by the way. Definitely check them out.
Super talented.
If you like good heavy metalcore, good guys.
We've been having a lot of the metal bands on the show here.
They're like all 18 years old. They're like between 18 and 20, 21 years old. Like
also, nobody's told them they can't do it yet. That's what's
great. But they're so fun. we played our first. The first time I ever saw them live was in August at the Magic City Marker show at their second annual appreciation party. I'm just like watching these guys, like, especially the drummer was like 18 years old. I'm like, God damn, you guys are so fucking good. You know, like, they're all like, singer's got in-ears, drummer's got in-ears, and everyone else just like wireless, like throwing their guitars around, running through the crowd, like still not missing a note. I'm like,
and we had to play after them.
Yeah,
we've been drinking all day.
Doesn't that just suck, having to play after something like that? I've done that. Like, what do I do?
I mean, it was like, our turnout was fucking stellar though.
Yeah, it was good.
It was really good, but like, we definitely, I don't know, we couldn't put the show on necessarily, but we could definitely deliver the performance, you know, like, as far as, I don't know, musicality goes.
We weren't as energetic as those youngins, let me tell you that.
I throw my hands up one too many times, and I'm like...
You guys get ready to release that next album, make sure you get a hold of us and get back in here on the show, and definitely do a pre-release of some of the tracks on the show here and get it to us down here at the station, and we'll definitely play them for you and everything. So after, you know, coming on after those guys, I don't know if this is an appropriate song to play next or not, Sinking Ship. It sounds like it's right in order for that.
I used to hate playing the song. Just because it's really quick.
The hi-hat part.
And, like, the hi-hat part is just so intricate. And then finally I just, like, I was trying to dumb it down myself so I could just, like, fake my way through it. And I pretty much sat there at a show and called myself a dumbass motherfucker. And I'm like, you got to learn it, dude.
This is off our first EP. And I think I'll put it out there. The first song we heard was on our second EP. The first EP, I wrote all those songs. And the second EP, we all... really collaborated
together.
Each one
of us has our own song on there.
So the drum part on this song, I wrote it at first and I gave it to Colton and I was like, all right, play it. And he was like, okay. And then he fucking got it.
Got it and tore it up.
And then I started practicing more and more.
And they started practicing.
Now our drummer is he practices the most out of the band. The rest of us can't hold a candle to this guy.
Yep.
He's got... He's got his
head swelling over
his
there.
His rudiments.
No, he's a pretty humble guy, and yeah. I'm enjoying sitting here with him. So, well, let's give that a listen and sink and ship. Go for it. Sitting here listening to that, watching Jamie over here. She's sitting on the stool with a severely sunburned ass from the tanning booth.
And it hurts.
And it hurts. But she's still bouncing back and forth and getting into it. And
was that a Tanzan thing?
Kind of bugging a little bit.
It was one of the high-end beds with brand new light bulbs. And they told me, you might want to just go for 10 minutes. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm getting my money's worth. I'm going for 15.
I'm going 15.
Oh, yeah.
Is it like a bright red glowing ass?
Oh, yeah.
It'll brighten up the room.
And then my ass crack is just pure white, so it's kind of candy cane. Well, I did. I thought I did.
Long enough.
You know.
It's kind of dark in here. Let's see it. Brighten the place up.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yep.
Yep, it's red. Yep, that is a very red ass.
So is the front.
You heard it here, folks. We got ass on your ship. Bright red, glowing, burnt ass.
I'm so happy. It's like the most ass I've seen in like 4 years.
I think I'll go again on Sunday.
Nick was speechless over there. He's like, what?
I mean, he wouldn't even look past the rim of his hat.
Do you remember that lady in Milwaukee?
Yeah. Wait, which one?
Outside the bar after we played, there was just...
Oh, yeah, she made Cody really uncomfortable.
Oh, dude, yeah. And she was just mad.
Did she touch your butt?
No, she was really intoxicated and like... Okay, wait.
Let me start
the story from the get-go. We went to this place in Milwaukee. There was supposed to be another band and some solo artist.
Neither of which showed up.
Oh, yeah, neither of which showed up. They were supposed to be opening up.
Milwaukee, missing bands. Okay, yeah. I follow you.
And apparently one of them was found off Craigslist that hadn't been a band since 2007 or something. That's what we had heard, whatever. But anyways, so like we get there and there's like a whole bunch of people in this bar. And within a matter of like 10 minutes, they're all gone. So it's like the bartender and a couple other old folks, you know. So we're like, we're kind of just sitting there. It's just like the band, the sound guy, and these people at the bar. And like, all right, well, this is kind of whatever at the moment, you know. And then the kickball team comes back in. Those were all the people there before.
Kickball team?
Yeah, there's a kickball team. And they just get
kickball.
Fucking...
Drinking kickball
they
team.
They get fucking wasted and go play kickball and then go back to
and
the
kick
bar.
And kick balls with each other.
No, just like kickball, like what you played
kickball.
In third grade.
Yeah, we always kicked them at each other. I mean, that was kind
of... Oh, no, I'm pretty sure they're pretty competitive about it, pretty sure.
I think they keep score.
Yeah. And so they'd cut, like, you just see all these people slowly walking back, and, like, they're kickballing, and everyone's like, yeah, we just fucking won! Like, goddamn, we just fucking lost. Like, they're all upset, and then just get drunk together. And we ended up playing in front of this kickball team.
What a great crowd. A bunch of winners and losers all together.
Yeah. And then after we played, there was some really intoxicated girl that was like, she was talking about it, like, let me see your tattoos, because all of us have sleeves, you know. And our bass player and our guitarist are standing there. She's like, I got a tattoo in my ass. And she just, like, pulls her pants down. Nick and I both just kind of do one of these things. And, like, Zach and Cody are like, right on, like... Cool tattoo, I guess.
What you was know? The tattoo?
I didn't look. I turned away. Like, both him
you
and I were...
You didn't ask, though?
Dude, she was intoxicated, and her fiancé was standing, like,
was
5 feet
away. Was she cute?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention. You looked at her. She was making me uncomfortable.
He's shaking his head.
How intoxicated she was.
Well, at least you looked at my ass. I guess that's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good. You know, but she was just really awkward, and then, I don't know, it was one of those, like... Look at my ass. My fiance's standing 5 feet away from you. Like.
I think you just got sucked into some weird kinky fetish thing they had going on. That's what it was.
They were probably swingers and they wanted you.
Damn it.
He probably wanted you, though.
Goddamn Motel 6.
Well, we'll leave the light on for you.
With the video cameras.
Oh, God.
I tell you what, though.
I think I have to interject and say, you know, on a separate occasion... This guy had a chance to, you know, hang out with the... Where was she from? The Philippines?
Me?
No.
Oh, Cody.
Chicago lady. You remember Chicago lady?
Oh, my God. Chicago women are scary.
Oh, I'm going to be referred to as the Montana girl.
I'm really excited. Chicago lady. Did I miss something here?
No, you know, you were drunk, but she was at the Motel 6, and she didn't speak English.
Oh, that's
awesome.
I was really excited about that. And, like, Nick's the only person that could, like, remotely understand her. And he's, like, trying to have a conversation with her. And I'm just sitting here, like, staring at this girl, like, you are so beautiful. And, like, all I can think about in my head is, like, this may be able to happen. But, like, am I going to end up in prison in, like, 12 hours? You know? It's, like, Nick's sitting there talking to this girl. And, like, it finally got to that awkward point where, like, I couldn't even, like, keep up with anybody because I was, like, my head was spinning at this point. Nick's like, we go to sleep now. I'm like, yeah, go to sleep. She's like, you too? I'm like, yep, I'm done here. And she's like, okay. And just walks away and, like, looked at Nick. I'm like...
But here's how I saw things.
I was really drunk, so, like, whatever I just said is probably
this
not how
this non-English-speaking lady comes up to our hotel room, and she needs a lighter.
Right.
Right? And I'm a nice guy. I got two lighters in my pocket. I have extra lighters in my bag. I'm like, yeah, you let me light your cigarette for you. And here,
that's what
keep my lighter.
It.
You keep it. My lighter, your lighter. You know,
it's your lighter.
She didn't want the lighter, did she?
I think this lady was looking for some experiences or
and
some,
she looked
some memories.
Like she was 14.
No, she was of age. She was
okay.
Of age.
Okay, 16.
But by the time
a Chinese gymnast.
By the time we got the translators out on our phone,
she walks away and she's like, "I'll be right back." No, and she just like walks down the stairs and goes into the abyss. Nick's like, in the meantime, this conversation is like pulling out the translator. She finally comes back and is just like, "No," and like she had braces. That's what kind of was why
what?
I thought she was like 16 years old. And so he's sitting there just like, she's like doing the sign language like, no me, no me escio, panocha, panocha. And then Nick's like...
Turns out she was in Chicago, you know, looking for some Some new friends. She wanted to make some new friends.
Some special
friends. She could have got a new friend.
That's all I got out of the translation. But the innuendo she kept hinting at.
They were very stern.
I was trying to get Colton to go down to the room with her, but it just didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Her parents were probably there.
Missed opportunities. I had a girl tell me once, if you ever turn it down, it's never going to get offered again.
So. Well, if I would have known that, I wouldn't have had a problem with it.
That's how it works in the Philippines.
What if it turned into like a Saw type situation?
I would have been, like hostile?
Yeah.
It would have been a great story.
Our drummer ends up dead in a Motel 6 in Chicago.
You know what?
A new song in that. So where's Logan figure into this whole thing here?
Logan.
All right, Logan.
Let me tell you about Logan.
This wasn't Logan's friend, was it? No.
Logan's my friend.
Logan's your friend? Oh, okay.
I've known Logan since I was a freshman in high school, like 2008. You know, I went to elementary school with him. You fucking name it. And he had been seeing this girl for probably like 6 or 7 years. And our guitarist, Cody, got to become good friends with him and his girlfriend at the time. And out of nowhere, Logan and his girlfriend broke up. Just nobody knew why. He didn't explain why. He's like, yeah, you know, it just wasn't working. Cody didn't know this, and he went to City Brew up in the Heights, and Logan's girlfriend worked there. He goes out there. He's like, yeah, I'll take a mocha, whatever the fuck, you know. And she's like, all right, that'll be $5.95. He's like, don't I get the Logan's friend discount? And her face fucking drops because they had been split up for like a month. And he's like, what? I'm trying to make a joke here. And so like Cody was on his way to my house and he gets over there. He's like, dude, I saw so-and-so at City Brew and I asked her for the Logan's friend discount. I'm like, no, you didn't. He's like, what was the big deal? I was like, dude, they broke up like a fucking month ago. He's like, oh, shit. And that's where, like, Cody and I wrote the song in my basement, just bored one night. I was like, what should we name this? And, like, that was, like, that same night. And he's like, what about Logan's friend discount? And I just kind of fucking stuck, you know? Like, it's a funny story, funny. The song's not even about that. It's just.
Oh, what the hell? Let's listen to it anyway. Let's go for Logan's friend discount.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so while you guys were out there listening to that music and you were gone from what we were doing in here, just so you know, we were talking about tits and ass.
Ass and titties. Ass, or as Nick titties would say, cats and kitties.
Cats and kitties.
That was one time.
It was just one time?
That was one time.
So I got to ask all my three people here. There's real four. Or fake?
Those?
No.
Mine?
Not those.
Oh, mine are real.
Or me.
I'm sure those are preference. Real or fake? Does it matter what
real
the hell?
Oh, real. Real for sure. Real.
I don't know.
Big or small?
How about the expert?
Medium.
She's got a pair. She's an expert. Real or fake?
Real.
Real?
Yeah.
She knows what's up.
Although I wouldn't mind having them enhanced.
You know what my thought is?
You're just ruining a good thing there.
Here's my thought. If you can touch them, they're real. Definitely got to be.
Big or small?
Big or small?
Medium.
Depends on which way the nipples
bite. Too big,
don't want them pointing down.
If they're too big, that's just too much to handle. Out, if they're too small, you get bored.
Whatever. Yeah. Too small, you get bored?
You're right.
Don't want her to look like an altar boy. No.
I wasn't talking about her.
No.
You better not be.
Just
hello.
No, I wasn't. Her. I wasn't.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, shit.
No. No.
Can you get in on this? Come on now.
Well, I have to go home tonight and explain to my girlfriend why there was a lady here. Why we saw
Michaela,
her ass,
are you listening?
And why, why we're talking about tits.
You can blame it on me.
It's like, all for promotion.
So if I seem preoccupied, that's it.
Some of us have been in dry spells for X amount of years.
There is a host slash pilot
are you talking
on
about
this
me again?
Show.
No.
So blame it all on me. I'll take the brunt of all. I get blamed for everything anyway, so just blame it all on me.
It's all for promotion.
I'm like, it's all for promotion.
I'm tits and ass, though.
It's entertainment. Exactly. We're quite entertained
cats
here tonight.
Cats and kitties. We'll be good.
If you're not entertained, we damn sure are, so.
I feel bad for you guys out there.
Yes. Out there.
We're losers. We don't have anybody.
Yeah. Out there. You know, if never you're out there, Jack, and you're listening, though, and you have some tits and ass within your vicinity, shoot us a note on Facebook and let us know that you've got some TNA while you're listening.
I know of like 26 people out there.
26 people out there?
According to Facebook.
All you 26 people out there, if I don't hear this is a good show, I know you didn't listen.
Oh, we got Chris
Burnett. And if you're not listening, you better not be listening because
shout
of
out,
TNA.
Shout out to Chris Reeves. He texted me and he said, great interview tonight.
Yeah, I bet.
So Chris is listening. All right,
so we're
old guitarists.
Mr. Chris
Reeves. We got Chris Reeves, old guitar player. We got Chris
Burnett.
Chris
like
Midnight
Christopher
Drive.
Reeves is in
like,
Superman?
Yeah, he gets that all the time.
Superman?
Yeah.
We got Superman out there?
I think we got Nate. I think
and
we got.
She just threw her phone.
She just threw
well,
her phone.
Well, it's ringing. I was
it
trying
was
not to mute it.
Shout out to Nate from In the Whale.
Muted it.
Kill the phone.
You could have just muted it.
I panicked.
She panicked.
You panicked.
She did a good job of
I
panicking,
just
too.
My phone across
now he's got to get off his debt.
There's the phone.
Listen, I turned it down. I don't know. Look, it's
the question
down.
Is, was it somebody special?
It's down.
It was Facebook.
It was Facebook.
Oh, my
Facebook
God.
Facebook says
Facebook
what's up.
Will fuck you.
My status.
Every chance it gets.
Oh, it has.
Yes.
Me and my boyfriend pretty much broke up over it.
Oh, my God.
He wants me back, I'm sure.
Our bass player gave me a hard time why I put the passcode on my phone. I was like, you want to know why I do that? So when I get drunk, I don't make an ass myself to, like, the girls' phone numbers I have.
You can't remember your passcode till the next morning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, fucking Nick always has a passcode. I'm like, yeah, he did. I do it for the reason, like, I don't make an ass of myself. So I wake up the next morning, read through the text, like, wow.
I tried doing numbers and I can
remember. Didn't come to my house just to like smack me in the face, you know?
I tried doing numbers and I can remember numbers when I'm drunk, I figured out. So when I'm drunk, if I'm going to go out partying or something like that, I change it to a little pattern on there because after I'm drunk, I can't remember patterns too well.
You know,
it's all the same.
They make an alarm clock that you have to solve a math problem before it turns off. And it's just like, if you don't solve it, it just gets worse and worse and worse.
You know what?
That's horrible.
You think she threw her phone? I would be buying a new phone every week. I fucking hate alarm clocks with a passion.
You know, my alarm clock, I wake up to the same record every morning, and I have since I was, 17. It's Hidden in Plain View, Life and Dreaming. I listen to that record every morning in its entirety.
Mine's typo negative bloody kisses every morning.
That's
my inspirational music.
I've listened to this every single morning.
A rooster?
Morning.
A rooster.
That's just another cock.
I know.
There's never too many of those.
Never.
Had to throw that out there. Just, It's a clean show, people. Really, roosters are cocks.
Nick, what do you have to say about that?
You look really confused over there. Like, there's no doubt for a minute. I'm not going
to
lie.
How do you argue with that?
He's listening to us three just like, you guys are so fucked up in the head. Like,
My alarm clock is normal. I have no problems, no issues.
You know the scary part? She's the sober one out of the whole thing.
Oh, man.
God.
And she's even more twisting than we are. It's great.
Isn't it?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Who wants to be normal?
What is normal? I don't want to be normal.
Me neither.
I want to be different just like all the other different people.
If I was drinking with you guys, I'd be normal. I don't want to be normal.
That would be different.
Here's some water.
I would love some.
Dehydrated. Just add water. Yeah. Okay.
It's pretty parched over here.
Sound effects for that 3 seconds of dead airspace the DJs hate.
I'm parched. We like take a cola.
We like our dead airspace around here. We found out what it was last week. The greatest hits of mime.
What's that?
The greatest hits of mime. That's what our dead airspace is when we have it.
All right.
We found that out last week. Yeah.
Is there any
where are we at
here? Is there
here?
Any more booze? Oh.
There is more booze. Would you like more beer?
I'll take one more beer.
We have more beer, courtesy
you
of Yellowstone Valley Brewing
selfish.
In Billings, Montana. Yeah. George better really hook me up for this show tonight. I've mentioned him so much tonight. Oh, man.
Thanks, George.
Thank you, George.
I'm sorry.
Actually, thanks to his manager down there. She is a wonderful young lady that hooks us up with this beer every Thursday.
I apologize to anybody who heard that word that just came out of my mouth.
What word would that be? Huh? I missed it.
Did you say cunt?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's an Australian thing.
Oh, my God.
You're
boogered.
Are you really upset?
You're boogered.
I'm a chick. How can I be sitting here and I didn't even hear it?
For all my Australian friends that didn't know this, he's boogered.
Okay. Well, that word is a glorious thing in Australia.
It certainly is. But don't walk into a backpacking shop in London and ask for a fanny pack like a friend of mine did.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He got laughed out of the shop.
Okay, and, so I was... Oh, go ahead. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, and, yeah, those are the woes of not knowing what you're talking about in other countries and the local language. So with that, we're going to roll into another song here and listen to Woe.
Thank you.
W-O-E.
So
it
gets me
off
this conversation.
Whoa. Woe. Woe to me. Woe to you. On our own again with much to do. Thank you. so nice to have a punk band back in here again. We've only had one other punk band, and that was a lady by the name of Julia Harms. And I don't know if she's more punk or Euro trash from Germany. So this is kind of cool. I'm liking it tonight. Definitely. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming down here tonight.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
So, yeah, throw out some shameless promotion here. Just go for it. Roll it off.
All right. 11-11, November 11th at the Babcock Theater with Within the Ruins, Texas, in July. No Cigar, The Scar That Lie. Doors at 6 p.m., show at 7. It's free, and it's all ages.
Free. That means you can afford it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So Tuesday, November 11th, go to the Babcock, 7 p.m., music starts. Come have a good time.
There's no excuse, and if you don't show up, we're going to come to your house with a group of people and drag you kicking and screaming all the way to the show, and you will have fun, or you're not doing it right.
If there's an excuse that you can't come, I'm working in Cody, Wyoming that week, and I have to drive from Cody to Billings to play the show and drive back the next morning. So there's no reason you can't make it.
So what do you got coming up after that? Anything else booked out, or just kind of hanging out for
recording? We're writing and recording, and God willing, we're going to put out a new album next year, a real album.
Full length.
We have two EPs that we put out ourselves, but I wouldn't call our latest one our sophomore effort. I think our sophomore effort is going to be our first full-length album, and we're really excited.
And what are you looking at for distribution on that? How are you going to distribute that?
The entire world. Everything.
I think as far as distribution, you know, CD Baby's been really good to us as far as that goes.
You're not going to be like Bono and force it onto everybody's iPhone in the world.
How do you get that deal?
Don't get me wrong. That was the greatest thing that U2 has ever done.
Oh, yeah. You want good publicity, piss people off. Piss people off, you'll get great publicity.
I wasn't pissed off. I was happy. It was like, dude, like people don't like paying money for records anyways. I'm like, I got a free record. Like, I'm excited about this.
Oh, I totally thought it was classic. I thought it was a great deal myself. I had no problem with it whatsoever.
It's like if you own an iPhone or iTunes, like, or iCloud, it's like, there you go. You got a free record.
Yep. Not me, man. I traded in my iPhone right away. I got this new Galaxy S5. I was like,
broken iPhone. We're still going good.
I won't buy into the whole
You start putting Bon Jovi. Or what are we talking? U2?
Hey,
you start putting
U2. Keep Bon Jovi out of this.
If you put U2 on my phone without me knowing, I will switch.
What if I put Taylor Swift without you knowing?
Taylor Swift?
I wouldn't be as upset as U2.
Okay.
Yeah.
This might happen.
His significant other might be, especially if you put her in his bed.
She loves me. It's okay.
She loves you.
She loves me.
She loves you.
Love you, Michaela. Not loves me that way. Not that way. I'm saying, like, I think I could get away with putting terrible music on his phone.
Oh, and I'm playing drums tomorrow night. Even though I'm the singer for No Cigar, I'm playing drums at the Island. Come get your rave on tomorrow night. Halloween.
Awesome. God, I'd be down there, but I'm going to be out of town this weekend. I got other obligations down in Wyoming, of all places.
Where
out
in Wyoming?
Going down to Sheridan.
Oh, Sheridan's fun, dude. You got to go to the Mint.
It is. It can
the
be
Mint
fun.
Mint Bar.
Oh,
awesome.
I barbacked in the Mint during rodeo for like 14 years through the 80s and 90s.
Such a great
it's
place.
A riot.
Such a great place.
Sheridan, that's that place with the gas station, has the ice cream cones, right?
Yeah, that's the place we stop every time.
It's a nice town.
That's the place.
I like Sheridan.
So, I'm getting the. The engineer over here is telling me
the
where
countdown.
We're going on this, getting the countdown on it, so I think we've already mentioned Yellowstone Valley Brewing enough with their wonderful great beer, Black Widow Stout, that we just, you know, killed two growlers.
Yeah, amazing.
Thank you.
We've also got Yellowstone Cellars and Winery. You want some great wine, go out there, and they got open mic night on Wednesday nights and live music Friday and Saturday nights. No cover. Go on out there, listen to some music, drink some awesome vino, and I'm a wine snob. It's good, without a doubt. Summertime Adventure Whitewater is one of the sponsors. Keeps me from eating ramen noodles while I'm working down here and doing this. So come out, have a good time, get wet, get your girlfriend wet, all that kind of stuff. Get on the river, have fun. Yep, you don't have one, so your life sucks.
You know what's up. Welcome to my life.
That's okay. My life sucks,
welcome
too.
Welcome to my life the past 3 years.
My life sucks, too. And if you want ink, the place where I met our wonderful lady here tonight that was gracious enough to show us her burnt, bright red ass, Jamie.
Dad Asto.
Go down to Legendary Tattoo in our gallery, see the guys down there, and get some wonderful award-winning ink at that place. And be sure to tune in to MT Radio and check out all of our other shows that we have here. Thanks for joining the airship. Have a good night. Go!